So we're here with Charlie. If you'd like to introduce yourself a bit more.
I'm Charlie Somerville. I'm 18 years old. I was born in Hull. I currently live in Hessle. And I work for the Untold team at Hull Central Library.
Can you tell us how long you've lived?
For Hessle, I've lived there for 5 years, I'd say, but don't quote me on that. Before I lived in Hessle, I used to live down off Priory Road in West Hull. And if I remember before that, when I was really young, I used to live near kind of Long Hill. I could never pinpoint exactly where I was.
And could you tell me what your childhood was like around there?
I can't really remember that far back from my childhood. I remember Priory Road a lot, because that was where my main childhood was. I used to go around a lot of friends around the corners. I always just used to leave the house and go by myself, and then consisted of playing a lot of games on the inside, then going around my mate's trampoline, then going back to the games, then going on the trampoline, or just playing football outside. Although I was never good at football, I played a lot of football. Still haven't improved to this day. But yeah, that was basically my childhood in one. A lot of games, a lot of outdoor playing, football.
And can you tell me where you went to school?
I went to Priory Primary School, down Priory Road.
And after that?
Sydney Smith Secondary School, but then on to Hull Studio School when I hit about year 10 at Hull College.
And how did you find that?
That was a bit of a change, really, because the school promised it to be a different thing. It promised to get you work experience in the business world, and promised like a small environment and a working environment, but it didn't really live up to that. It didn't live up to its name, and it ended up just kind of being this really small, average school, which didn't really know what to do with itself. So that was an odd time, but it was... I still quite enjoyed it. It brought out some bit of confidence in me, and in fact, I discovered that I enjoyed doing media there, because I got to do a college program with the whole college there, and I ended up doing that after it. It was a completely different experience than Sydney Smith. That was just like your typical high school, which you could argue, was on good or bad. I always found it a bit odd, which is why I left. But yeah.
Okay, and you talked about playing games as a kid. What else did you do for fun growing up?
I don't really. When I was at Priory School, I used to go into a lot of after school activities. I just think because I didn't really know what to do with myself, so I just kind of joined up for literally everything. I did table tennis. I did cheerleading at one point. Now that's a I don't know why I did that. I think it was just like, it promised it was dance, and I was like, okay, I could get into dance, maybe. And then it turns out it was cheerleading. And then it turns out I had to go do a cheerleading in front of Hull Ice Arena after a Hull Stingrays match. Now that was, I think that put me off. But the table tennis was fun. That was when I thought I was really decent at a sport. So, I went to the tournament and I won a medal, and I was like, I got a medal. I can't remember what else I did, but I do remember taking part in a lot of stuff. I played a bit of chess. My dad taught me chess, so I always tried to do that. I'm trying to think what other clubs I did. I did football, but I remember being in hospital by the time the tournament came around and being very disappointed. I wasn't that disappointed, because like I say, I wasn't that great at it, but still.
And what happened to you?
I think I hurt my leg. I can't remember how I hurt my leg. I just remember having a bad leg. And
you didn't take... Table tennis any further?
No, I wish I did. I always tried looking out for clubs, but the club was always too far away. That's how it's always kind of been with me. It's always been like, ooh, I'd really like to go do that. I take an interest in it, and then I kind of just stop. I remember being really into cycling and thinking, oh, maybe it's a cycling club in Hull. But then it was too far away from where I lived again, so I could have cycled there, but I didn't. Because I always thought, well, I have to cycle there, and then I have to do the cycle in the club, and it just sounds like too much hard work mixed into one.
And can you tell me what your earliest memories of maybe Hull is in the city centre?
I remember shopping a lot around in Hull. My mum always just used to take me shopping. Like, I remember going around all the shops in Briny Key and before St. Stephen's was even open. Going into Primark a lot. They're like my earliest memories. Because I can't really remember much else. Like, my earliest memories are like going abroad, so it's not really even of Hull, you know. It's like, I remember being at my nana and granddad's a lot, because that's where I'd end up being while my mum was at work. Just down Helmsley Grove. So that was a nice area, but apart from that, apart from being in town a lot, I can't really remember much as a kid. I remember the old bus station before it was all new and updated as it now. I remember it being quite dark and dampy. But no, I can't really remember much. I ain't got a good memory when I think about it.
What about a bit further on, say, just after school maybe? Did you spend a lot of time in town?
Yeah, I think my life basically revolves around town. Because when I grew up, like teenage years, it's like, where do you kind of go and hang out? And, you know, we'd go to town. I'd go to the cinema quite a bit. That's where I'd go. So that was always quite nice to go do. Always get offers and go hang around there. And that's why I kind of developed an interest in the media as well. I kind of really liked films and got into that. It always got to the point where I got a bit bored in town. It's like, what do you got to do now? Like, you know, you're in town, then you just go wander about. And then that's how you just end up meeting people, I guess.
And what about on a night time? Do you think you're going out on a night?
Now or?
Yeah, well.
Well, now I do, yeah.
Since you could go.
Since I've turned 18, I have. You know, I've been going out to different clubs. Like, I go to Spiders. Was there quite recently. I kind of like Spiders because it has the Upstairs, which plays all the Motown and the old funk and sometimes indie rock, so I kind of like that kind of stuff, and it's just a nice chill area upstairs compared to the downstairs where it's all like heavy metal and people that just barge into me and a guy in gimpy clothing. So I just prefer the upstairs bit, but that's Spiders. And it's cheap, which suits my... I like cheap stuff. That's another thing when I go around shopping. I just like cheap stuff, but not expensive things. I'm not that kind of guy.
So what do you think is different for the younger people now growing up, if anything?
Well, I've noticed from looking at my sister, who's about six, if that's what you mean by younger people, it's definitely like... technology, as in like iPads and stuff like that. Like I remember when I grew up, I used to have a VHS and I'd have a massive crate and stuff like that, and I'd be lucky if I could just stick one in and have to rewind it and watch it like that. Whereas now my sister's just constantly watching stuff on Netflix and YouTube, and the way she takes it in and like literally copies everything and stuff like that. Like, she didn't go out to her mates as much. Well, like, I don't think I did at six, but I can't remember if I was going to my friends at six and stuff like that. So I don't know, I always compare to that. I always think you should be out more and doing stuff. But then I'm just as bad as I say, oh, come on, then I put Netflix on for her, so am I the cause? Who knows?
So if we go to your working life, what have you done? Where have you been?
I've worked in a couple of places. My first proper job, which I had for about a year and a half, I think, was at KC Stadium, the ticket office. And I was always involved in getting season passes, you know, delegated out, and then I'd work on the collection office, and I'd just do general help around there. Made cups of tea, sorted out files, just general standard office work. But in between that, I always took on other jobs as well. Like, I was a kitchen porter at the 1884 restaurant, and that was really strict, and I didn't quite... It's not that I didn't enjoy it, it's just it wasn't worth it for the amount of money I was getting, because I had to get a taxi home and it was like minimum wage, and I just didn't need to stay there, so I just kind of didn't go back. They never got in touch with me, so I don't think they were that bothered. I think we could just probably get a different kitchen porter.
So you'd say you enjoyed your time at the KC?
I definitely enjoyed my time at the KC Stadium. There's a lot of people there, and it was just a good atmosphere. So you saw all the football fans, which was, you know, some good, some bad, some interesting, some quirky. One was a dog. And we would always wear a kit and the mascots and stuff like that. So it was just like a kind of fun time.
And would you see any of the matches? Or would you...
I always got offered, but I'd always be tired by that point, and then I'd have to get the bus home with all the fans, and I just thought I'd save my money and get a lift with whoever was going up my way.
So what can you tell me about living in Hull, what's your most likes and dislikes?
I like that it's all in kind of one place, and if you get what I mean, like if you want to meet up, you can meet in the town centre, you know where certain areas are, where people live and that kind of thing. It's like, I think for me it's just a familiar kind of place, but obviously I've lived here for all my life, so it would be that, but you know what I mean, you can meet up in the centre and hopefully something will be going on, or you know the places down Newland Ave and stuff like that. My dislikes. At the moment it's all the roadworks and stuff like that and the blocking off, but I don't know, I can't think of dislikes because I'm not good at thinking on the spot. But I quite like Hull at the moment, I think.
Well, if we go back, what's family like now compared to growing up? Is it different at all? You've got a younger sister now?
Yeah, well, I always grew up a single child, and my parents worked together, so I'd always be with my mum on the weekdays, and my dad would sometimes come down on the weekends, but then he kind of went travelling, then he came back, and then he moved to London. So my family kind of became a thing where I go visit my dad in London, then which was always like an interesting thing, that was a big move. From like 14, I've been going to London kind of by myself, so that was always a big step from Hull. I was always like, ooh. So I get the Hull trains down there, but family's kind of definitely become different in the sense, because I was always a single child, and my mum's met my stepdad and got married, and that was just literally recently. I had to do a best man speech, and that was terrifying. And I don't know, it was always quite a quiet household, and now it's just kind of loud and family-like. I still don't know how I feel about that today, but yeah.
And what about the house? What's the living situation? Has that changed drastically since you
were? Yeah, because I have a smaller room than what I did, which I don't complain about, I don't mind it at all, but it's quite cramped. There's always something kind of wrong with the house, If one water pipe isn't broken, or, there's a noise, or there's things popping and blowing up, There's always something going wrong, so, or something that needs doing.
Go back to when you said your earliest memories were going away, going on holiday. Where did you go?
Greece, I think it was. I don't know why I just have a specific memory of like being in a speedboat, with my mum and dad, and someone taking a picture of us, and then him going up in a parachute. I don't know why, but that's just my earliest memory, and possibly it's just because I've got a photo of it, and I can just kind of recall it.
See, that's going abroad. Do you go anywhere near home, in Hull? A trip away or a weekend, maybe?
Not really. I've been to a couple of caravan parks. But they always end in a bit of a rainy disaster. So I don't, not really. I mean, I guess the closest would be like Scunthorpe, near Grimsby and stuff like that, and take a trip up there, because that's quite close by. But no, I've never camped out on like foreshore like I've seen some people do. That didn't appeal to me.
And what about the music scene on Hull? Do you like the local bands? Do you get to see?
I try to get to see quite a local bands because I enjoy going out and seeing the music scene. I go out to a lot of a lot of open mic nights where there's quite a lot of folky music, people on acoustic guitars and stuff like that. But if you go to Polar Bear at the moment, every Tuesday, they do a thing where they try and introduce, new and up-and-coming bands and stuff like that. And that's always interesting to see. But obviously since, the city of culture, it's being spread out more. It's nice to go to the festivals and see local bands. Or it's nice to see Hull get kind of, other bands out there. Like we had Catfish in the Bottom and come to Hull, which, was quite a big gig, I think, decently at the time. And it was, like, fun. But I always try and go out and see people. Then you kind of, but the problem is you kind of end up seeing the same faces all the time. So for me, it kind of gets a bit boring. Like I've always seen like the same artists playing over and over and over again. But that's just because I'm going to the same places over and over and over again.
Can you tell me the biggest name you've seen in Hull?
From Hull or
not just Hull?
Well, the Hoosiers came the other week, and I guess they were kind of big for the time. Peter Andre, when he came back, they were years and years back, Stavros Flatley. No, Catfish and the Bottlemen, I guess they're kind of big at the time, and I guess I've seen them. Yeah, Peter Andre, we'll go with Peter Andre.
So if we go back to school, can you tell me what your favourite subjects were, say, secondary school,
At Sid Smith, I never really know what I liked. You know, I mean, I enjoyed... At first, I thought I'd enjoy history. I went and did history. That was like what I mainly focused on. I did history and drama, I remember, because you could only choose two options, and I ended up enjoying drama the most, surprisingly, because I thought I'd just do drama, because I thought, you know, it'd push me out there. Something I didn't, you know, something that was my comfort zone, and I'd go do, and it'd be like... But I ended up really enjoying that. And whereas history, I thought I'd really enjoy that, but I kind of got, not bored by it, but like it wasn't, I think the subjects that I was doing in history wasn't exactly what I expected it to be, and it wasn't what I really wanted out of it. And then just before I left it, that's when I took up a media class, but I wasn't there long enough to discover what I liked about it. It was just as I was starting up on it. And then
was that a class, or was that like a club?
It was a class. It was a GCSE class, and I don't really remember doing much and all on that. I was maybe there for a month before I left to go to studio school doing that, and I really can't remember what they were even teaching.
So that's quite different, isn't it, going to studio school?
Yeah.
Before college.
That's because Sydney Smith was about to shut down. We were technically the last year that we're meant to be there. And I have friends that ended up staying there and said it was like a ghost town by the time of year 11, because they were literally the only ones left there, because they got rid of all the younger years as well. And I didn't quite like the sound of that, because I obviously thought teachers will be leaving, you know, no one's going to want to keep the job and stay on to the end, you know, it's just going to be full of substitutes. And then suddenly these two like almost business-like men came to the hall one day and was just like, here's a school, you know, we're going to teach you how to get life skills and work experience, but still get you the grades you need and blah de blah. And I just thought that sounded good for me, what I wanted at the time. And, you know, as I signed up for it, there was always rumours like, oh, it's where all the bad kids are going to go, it's where all the, you know, the people who were trouble are going to go. And, you know, there was a couple kids like that going, but there was also a lot of kids that wasn't like that going. So my mum kicked off to the school because a teacher had said something as well. But yeah.
You said it wasn't quite what you expected.
No, because like I say, they promised all this business and life and work experience, but a lot of problems happened in between it. I mean, we wasn't even in the main building for about a month. We was always like around different parts of the college because they couldn't facilitate us. And then they never really got any outside business, whether that's because the headmaster who was meant to set up all this stuff like that went ill for about a good year. And there was never any clients, they never got any clients, and it ended up just having to become like not regular school teaching, you know, English, maths, science, but there was only about 100 students. And, you know, they'd occasionally have like a business course on and stuff like that, and, but they don't, I'd say the most benefit I got from it was obviously what they got from the college, where they're bringing college tutors and teachers a course in that, and I got a level 2 in media, and that's why I just really clicked. So yeah.
So was that a whole college teacher coming in?
They'd come in and they'd teach us media, you know, I mean, we'd go over to their classrooms, they'd go to others. It wasn't like the full on course, but it was pretty much everything they could give us. It just means we couldn't use their rooms and their time.
So that really made you wanna go into
I don't know whether it's because I, you know, I befriended the tutors and stuff like that, or they just made me feel comfortable, and I just really enjoyed the course, and, you know, I feel like they knew what I liked and they knew how to teach me, so I just went there and went off to college and did that. And I really enjoyed that there for a good 2 years, you know what I mean? I made some fun stuff, you know what I mean? It was also, they tried to treat the course like a uni, you know what I mean? They made sure they did every single piece of paperwork, and you'd have to fill out thousands and thousands of words, and you have to cross-reference through Oxford Standard. It specifically was looking at Ofcom rules and stuff like that, and it was just, I feel like I really got a lot out of that course.
So did you do any other courses alongside media?
Redoing my maths GCSE, really. That's all. Because it's a full time course, so you can only take that one thing. And I failed my maths at studio school, so I had to go do that again. And that was a bit annoying.
Was maths one of your least
favourite? I enjoy maths. I enjoy doing it. I'm just not. You know what I mean? I enjoy like working out an equation or a problem and stuff like that. I enjoy it, like when I get it right. It's just I'm not great at solving the equation or getting it right. I don't think, or maybe when I'm in the exam, I'm not clicked in. I don't know. Just haven't passed it yet.
So you liked drama?
Yeah.
Liked media? Do you think they were connected in a sense?
Kind of. I think I've really liked drama at the beginning, you know what I mean? Because it wasn't like a muck around class, but you know what I mean? It wasn't like your standard classroom where you sat down and learned and you're like very active, aren't you? And you're doing stuff and you're doing stuff that you wouldn't usually do. So I just kind of enjoyed the difference of it, I guess. And, you know, I pushed myself out and went for a main role, which I was a very quiet kid before, like year nine. I was like, I won't barely talk to anyone. I'm quite quiet still kind of now, but who knows? And I don't know, I guess that's where I kind of shined out. My mum said she saw a difference in me, so you can only go by what your mum says. But yeah.
So you were enjoying those subjects. What were your most hated subjects?
Probably like don't really know. It's not that I didn't like RE. I just didn't like the teacher in RE, you know, religious education and stuff like that. She was just, I just didn't like the way she taught me, and it was always like very forced upon. For RE, it's more like, you know, like an opinion thing and getting you involved and discuss like that. Whereas here, it was very like, here's the information, here's the facts, here's what this thing does and here's what that does. And I never looked forward to RE. That was never a favourite subject that I wanted to go, oh yeah. Don't mind having that for about an hour. But yeah, RE. Apart from that, I didn't mind every other course. Science was always a bit of a pain because I just don't ever think it clicked with me. I've never clicked with science. I always enjoy reading about a nice little thing, but I never
was
clicked with science.
All three science. Also.
Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe talk about after Hull College.
Mm-hmm.
Where did you see yourself going after you left there? You've got your media qualifications.
Well, I was originally thinking about going to university, but then I kind of hit like a weird like thinking point where I was like, do I want to go? Do I want to put all my time and effort into this course and end up being doing all this money and then maybe come out of it and thinking, is that what I wanted to do? So I kind of just, you know, was looking around for loads of different jobs just to kind of fill my time, and then I came across this apprenticeship, you know, which was in media, and I thought, well, that kind of, you know, fits the bill for a bit, you know. I can get a nice little taste in the media industry and find out if, you know, in about a year's time, is this still what I want to do? And then if I, you know, depending on where I am, if I need to, do I need to go sign up for another uni course, or do I want to go look for something somewhere else?
So that's something you still thinking about and considering, is going to university?
At the moment, yeah, because I have friends who are doing media courses at university, so I just keep asking them what they're learning and what they're doing and stuff like that and what they're getting out of it. And I don't know. I think university would be a good leaving point for me, you know, when I feel like I'm ready to leave for outside of Hull and go to a different city. I feel like uni would be a good helping point for that, but
yeah, that was my next question. You'd leave Hull?
I think I want to leave Hull. I'm not ready yet to leave Hull, I don't think, but I think that there comes that moment. My dad did it, you know. I remember him coming up to me and saying, you know, like, I don't think there's anything left for me here in Hull. And I was always like, me, but I was a kid. But I think he didn't mean it like that. He just meant, you know, like, he was a chef, so he literally nearly worked in every, like, main restaurant in Hull. So he moved to London and did some stuff there, so, like, I think when I hit that point of like, yeah, I think I'm done with Hull, that's when I think I'll probably move out.